Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Doesn't sound like Sylvester the Cat. The real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. You got to be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. I want you to be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. The way that happens is you get informed. It's really very easy. And again, a lot going on today. We want, our hearts and prayers go out to Donald Rumsfeld family. He passed away today. And, you know the left, let's not go down the road that the left goes down, right? Let them have their own hate party. You know, they're going to anyway. It doesn't matter what we say. But let's make sure that, again, you know, a human being was lost, a father, a grandfather, a patriot of this country. So, like I said, our heart goes out to his family. He lived long. That doesn't make it any better or any easier, but he had a long, fruitful life. Hope my life is as fruitful as his at the end. Hope I can claim that I've done as much good as he did. Anyway, back to the reality of the day. Anyway, Major General Paul Valley, retired Major General, is going to join us after the break. I'm just floored by what I see happening on a regular basis with our generals and some of our other military officials that just have no clue. And the general's been telling us for a long time that these guys have sold out because of politics, because of where they want to be. And so we'll get some more insight from him because, again, I thought they loved us. I thought they cared about us. I thought they cared about this country. Yeah, this shirt's giving me heartburn. I thought they cared about us. So this is just perfect. And the left totally ignores it. Mainstream media totally ignores this. But I don't know if you heard what happened. The Oakland police chief had a news conference. And there are armed criminals that are out there in the streets during the interview, the chief's interview. Matter of fact, there was the news crew had their equipment stolen pretty much right in front of them. So Oakland, California took away millions of dollars from the city's police department. Well, they had to give it to a civilian violence interrupters group. Where were they when this took place, right? It was an armed security officer that potentially saved the life of Guillermo Cespedes, the violence prevention chief for the city. Now, think about that. The violence prevention chief was accosted by a violent group, and it took an officer, an armed security guard, to save him. But we don't need guns. We don't need police. They got it handled. I mean, I've got to really find this interesting. What are they going to... Well, never mind. I was going to sit here and say, what are they going to look at truth, see the facts, and step out of the facts? But that's really asking for a lot, I know. And Oakland has seen a 90% spike in murders since they defunded the police. They took $18.5 million worth of the police department. How does that help anything? And it's not going to stop anytime soon. You can see it all across the country. You've seen it in Seattle. You've seen it in Portland. The robbers held up a television news crew that was interviewing Oakland's director of violence prevention. Hello, right in the middle of a live interview. They were right outside the city hall. This shows you how rampant this is. Live television outside the city hall. It didn't deter these people at all. And just hours after the police chief warned of worsening crime because of the cuts in the police budget. Well, you know what it is. I know. This is a plan. So the police department obviously... I'm sorry. I got to do this. The police department obviously hired a bunch of thugs to stage this robbery so it would look good. Two armed robbers holding up a news crew in the middle of an interview. Where does that happen? You don't see that in Texas, I'm sure. Oakland police report that two suspects approached the newscasters. They tried to steal a camera, the local news organization. There was a bit of a scuffle anyway. An officer pulled out a gun. This is a security officer. And the suspects fled. They had no camera, and they didn't hurt anybody. Let me see if I get this right. We don't need guns. We need these violent prevention groups. But when the violence actually takes place, it was a security officer with a gun that kept anything from happening. Interesting how that worked, doesn't it? The director wants more civilians to interrupt crime instead of armed police officers. That would have worked out well, wouldn't it? Community-based civilian men and women that have credibility in the neighborhoods, the priority neighborhoods, they'll be focusing on will be the ones that they identified as the highest crime rates. Because that's where I want to go without a gun and just a college piece of paper. It's exactly where I want to be. It's just amazing. The Oakland City Council, they had a promo going? Culture, not cops. Wow. That works for safety, doesn't it? General Paul Valley joins me after the break. This is just wonderful. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Did you want to watch something else?
We are back. You listen to Real Time on TGN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5562. Let me just get at it because I love having this guy on the show, and you know, I don't want to waste his time with my tomfoolery. We'll get back to me in a few minutes.
Probably Google it. Google it, see what you can find.
Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me and the information that he has for us. General, thanks so much for being with me.
Joe, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
I always love having you on. And, man, a friend of yours passed away, a hero and a patriot, passed away today.
Yes.
We were talking about it during the break. I said, you know, why don't you, you knew him personally. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the life of Donald Rumsfeld?
Well, he was 88 this year.
Yeah.
I got to know him way back, in the 80s, I guess, when I was a young brigadier at the Pentagon. And then during the build-up to Iraq in 2000, basically the planning stages, 2000, 2003, I was one of a circle of generals and admirals that met with then Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld on the lead up to the takedown of Saddam Hussein in March of 2003. And of course, the last time I saw him was at a dinner honoring him in Bozeman, Montana, several years ago. He loved Montana, by the way.
All you guys do. it must have been a real kick in planning that, and I don't mean this in a happy way, but in planning that invasion at a time in this country when you had some real patriots that were working, that were generals, that were working in the military. I'm not so sure I see that anymore, but there must have been a real sense of you were doing the right thing there at the table. I don't know. You were there. I wasn't.
Well, there was. I had some questions as we went through that whole process of why we were doing it. Was it really necessary, or were we just pleasing President Bush at the time? As a backlash from Saddam putting out a hit on George Bush's father, but it was a pleasure to serve with him because he was a great planner. You know, he never sat behind a desk. A lot of people didn't know that. He had a pedestal, and he always stood. And he would go over his papers rather than sitting at a desk. He'd go over with the thing that he had set up in his office. But he was great corporate leader. He was excellent in the private sector. He served in the military. But, you know, he had a lot of things that faced him during that time. Colin Powell, for example, he didn't see eyes to eyes with him at the time. And Condoleezza Rice, who was head of national security at that time, and Bush. So there was a lot of aggravation, a lot of not coming to terms on really was wise to go into Iraq at that time. And he was sort of caught in the middle on a lot of the issues there about the decision to go into Iraq in March of 2003. But he was a great American, great a patriot. And we need to pay tribute to gentlemen like that who have served the country both in the private sector and in the public sector.
But in those days, was there more of a sense if the president, if you really felt like the president was off base, he wasn't doing the right thing, would you guys speak up and say something to him or make, you know, comment, you know, you're the president, we'll do what you want us to do, but this might be a problem. I don't believe this is the right way to go.
Well, yes, more so than today what we see. It's we see these generals and admirals today that haven't won a war in since World War II, as I say. They're different. I mean, this General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, a total embarrassment. Narcissistic, arrogant. I've never seen a more arrogant general as I viewed him in his testimony last week about the critical race theory and what they're trying to jam down the throats of our armed forces. These generals and admirals today are so, what's the common term now, woke? Is that what they're using? They're all woke. But boy, I'll tell you what, General Patton, General MacArthur, General Eisenhower—they would have thrown these guys out head first.
Oh yeah, no question about. And I hear how some of them are talking. No question about it. I mean, you're the military guy. They wouldn't take me. They were a smart group. They wouldn't take me in. But you know, when you're out there fighting, and my uncles would say the same thing: is you know, when you're in a foxhole, when you're out there fighting, when you're in the middle of it all, there's no color. There's nobody's asking you, by the way, before you come next to me so we can start shooting, I want to know, are you gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, and what color are you? I mean, these aren't questions you ask in the field, is it?
No, it's not. I wish just more of the senior officers would stand up today at what's going on with this purge in the military and purging what they call right-wing extremists. The commanders take care of that in the ranks. It's just a sort of a false flag of what's going on. And to jam down the throats of our enlisted people, particularly the training in all this critical race theory and racism and whites and blacks and all that. They're splitting the ranks of the military.
Yeah.
This has to be a degradation of our military status rather than focusing on, like the Chinese do and the Russians do, on readiness. I don't know whether you saw the ad of the Russian recruiting program versus the Department of Defense recruiting program, but it came out over the last week.
I was just rolling around.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah, they had our guys walking in high heels, and the Russians are doing push-ups and jumping out of airplanes. And, yeah, I mean, but you see, Russia, China, our adversaries, whoever they may be, Iran, they can see right through this. They can see what's going on in the United States, and this does not put us in a strong, ready position.
No. By no stretch of the imagination. Look at, when you talk about them getting right-wing extremists out, you know, seriously, let's just be honest about it. They're talking about people who love country more than they love social justice, right?
Exactly. Exactly. The people abide by the Constitution, whether they're white, black, Hispanic, Chinese, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
And I had, I mean, in Vietnam, 44% of my company were black soldiers, black Americans, solidly serving their country. That was back in the 60s. But now they're splitting the ranks, pitting whites against the blacks. And trying to divide rather than unite.
And
American
back,
people have to understand
to dumbing,
this is serious business right now.
Well, they're back to dumbing down the requirements, the physical requirements, which we'll talk about more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, this is the Real Side.
Sure.
Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me after the break. Do not go away. We got a lot going on.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Rescue crews pulled six more bodies from the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, bringing the confirmed death toll to 18. The bodies of two children, ages 10 and 4, were among those pulled out on Wednesday. 145 residents of the building remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
And comedian Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his conviction for sexual assault was overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In his decision, the court wrote that Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was prosecuted a decade after a previous prosecutor declined to charge him in exchange for his testimony in a civil proceeding. That testimony was later used against him in his criminal trial. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and
she we are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROGIO. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. Later on the show, we're going to show you how education has just totally ruined our young people in this country. And what I mean by that is that when you see, we're going to do one of those man in the street things, and when you see what these people don't know about the 4th of July, you know, it's not Independence Day, it's not America's birthday, it's the 4th. Most of them refer to it as the 4th. It's a day of burgers, and we're celebrating. And when you ask them what they're celebrating, they really don't know. They don't know if it's when we won the Civil War. They can't tell you who we won our independence from, what year it happened. This is a sad statement for education. If these kids don't know the basics of our country, what was fought for, what was given up for this country, then we deserve to lose it. This is our fault. Matter of fact, I'm going to say this is your fault. Because you parents, you educators, conservatives, you had a live and let live kind of mindset. It doesn't work. It didn't work. Look where we're at today. We're not here because there's really something going wrong. We're here because those kids really weren't taught and don't really understand what was given up for their freedom. What was given up for their freedom to protest, not burn, not riot, but protest. That's what that flag represents. And unless you came here from an oppressed company, unless you came here from a fascist country, and you know what that sign flag represents, then shame on you. This is why we're in the shape we're in. Boy, my lip and tongue is having trouble tonight. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. Always love the time that he spends with us. And General, again, thanks for giving your time to me tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, let's get back to the physical, what they're changing for the physical standards in the military, which they're changing them for females. They're changing them. The thing that bothers me the most is they're changing them for males who can't cut it. Well, in the old days, if you couldn't cut it, we move you along. Maybe you just take on a desk job, right?
Well, it goes back to standards. You have to have standards. Just like you have to have in baseball or football or basketball or sports, the same thing in the military. You have to have physical standards. You have to have mental standards. You have to have educational standards. This is the only way that people learn, get educated, and are able to perform at the highest level that they're participating in. And this is natural. This is good. It's always been good for America. And once we get to leadership positions, then we help the people below us.
And in the military, we help, we educate, we skill train the enlisted people, and they come out a much better person for that. But things have changed so much with this government, with what's going on now. I mean, I'm in despair when I look at what's happening to our military, having spent 30-plus years of my life in it. And to see what's going on and to see the lack of solid leadership of our generals and admirals, I mean, it sickens me, Joe.
Yeah, I've always said over the years that the people you want in the legislature, the people you want leading this country, to me, mostly military men, because they've been through it. They've been through those situations where you have to make decisions, tough decisions under high pressure, and those, I think, make the best kind of leaders. And now what you're seeing out there is, you know, these mental standards. You know, you brought it up and you went over it, and I was thinking to myself, you can't get any more mental pressure than you are when you're, you know, out in the Middle East or wherever you're at, and you're being pummeled by the enemy, or you're in a bad situation. The guys that went and got, you know, Osama bin Laden, think about the situation they were put in and what they were under. And if you're not strong mentally, if nobody's prepared you for that, it's just a recipe for failure all around, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And I always compare it to sports. If you're not mentally prepared for the game today, you're not going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a good attitude. You have to have a positive attitude. You have to have confidence in yourself and in your teammates. And you know that what we always stressed in the Army was team building, whether it be a squad leader, a platoon, a company, a battalion, a brigade, a division. It was all about team building and working together to achieve a mission. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, my son was telling me
that's what it's all about, Joe.
Yep, they sent them out in fours, and he said you had to believe, you had to know, you had to really trust that those other three guys had your back, because that's all you had. So you had to rely on each other, and you all had to be strong. And if there was one weak guy in the group, it didn't give you a warm fuzzy at all. And he was talking about mentally.
Yeah, that's right. And we looked at it as a family of heroes, a family of patriots.
Yeah.
And we stood by each other, whether we'd be enlisted or officers. And it was the duty of the officers to take charge of the enlisted and make sure that they were prepared. And I can remember in combat in Vietnam, and at night at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd hear some of these young enlisted people, 19 years old, crying out, "I don't want to die." I mean, it was horrible to go through this, but you had to keep the morale up in combat.
Mm-hmm.
and get them prepared so that they were able to carry out their duties. It's tough being a soldier.
Oh, no question. And, you know, instead of berating the soldiers like some are doing, I mean, I always get a kick out of these young kids in the street that are protesting and you know, that is right to throw these bottles and doing what they're doing. But, you know, ultimately, do that in China and watch what happens. Do that in North Korea and
exactly.
Watch what happens. You know, you don't realize
exactly.
That the last thing you want to hear is a gunshot. And that's it. The lights out. This country affords you that flag that you make fun of, that you want to burn. That's what allows you, and the people that gave their lives and gave their blood for you is what's allowing you to walk down the street with a sign in your hand saying the government sucks. Otherwise, try it somewhere else and watch what happens.
Well, Joe, I'm so sad about these young kids getting killed in Chicago,
yep.
Portland, Seattle, St. Louis, the number of kids that are being killed every day, innocent children, and we're not doing anything about it.
Oh, no.
Just,
General,
it's just terrific.
I can't allow you to tell lies on my... Didn't you hear Lori Lightfoot, you know, Mayor Lori Lightfoot yesterday?
Oh, boy, what a loser.
She said that, you know, these are lies and that the crime rate is going down. You know, the crime is actually... I'm thinking to myself, my God, what drugs are causing this kind of misinformation to pour off of her lips? She really said that.
She ought to be put in prison. She ought to be arrested for dereliction of duty. All of these. Why can't we have a system, if these mayors and governors aren't performing to take care of their people, that we don't lock them up? They should be put in jail.
Listen, at some point in my mind, she should be brought up as an accessory to these murders. because she sees
absolutely.
It happening. She's not doing anything about it. The aldermen around her, people, other elected officials in her party are coming unglued on her and saying, why are you letting this happen? Did you hear that there was an audio, somebody actually recorded the conversation of one of the aldermen saying, look, I'm here in my area, my district, I'm watching people walk down the streets with these, you know, AR-15s, AK, he called them AK-47s. I know that's not true, but, you know, watching people burning things down, shooting the place up. She called him a liar. He said, I'm a liar?
Yeah.
Come on down. Let me send you video. Yeah. What are you doing? You're doing nothing about this. And she wasn't. She was
Joe, listen.
Darn thing.
Joe, we can only solve this at the local county, city, yep. city and town, and at the state governments. And we have now going the alliance of the free states, not red states anymore, but the free states. And these states are standing up just like Texas is now. They're going to continue to build that border wall. We have the Sheriff's Association being led by Sheriff Mack out of Arizona. You ought to have him on your show.
Yeah.
And what we're doing to make sure the sheriffs stand up. And if there's any infraction of the Second Amendment and federal overreach to take the guns away from legitimate Americans, then we have a right to stand up and arrest them and put them in jail. So there's a lot of things going on in the background now to protect the constitutional rights, the Bill of Rights that we stand by.
You know, General, you know it's getting bad when a hardcore Democrat sheriff out of Los Angeles, the Los Angeles County Sheriff, has said because of the amount of sheriffs that he's had to let go because of defunding, he is now going to issue a bunch more CCW permits because he cannot protect the people anymore. All right?
There you go.
This guy had only issued 480 permits since he's been in office, okay, of a city of 10 million. So, or county of 10 million, I should say. Anyway, I want to talk more about what I really want to talk about when we come back is let's talk about why we're not doing anything about the cartel at the border. We'll get more into that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$30,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCA Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved. Get engaged. That's how you become part of the solution. When you get informed, all right, you become part of the solution. When you're just spewing what you saw come across your Twitter feed or whatever, you're not being a help. It's not helping anybody. Matter of fact, you make more work for guys like me. Anyway, retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does on a regular basis. I always appreciate and love his time with us, full of information. And, General, again, as always, thanks for being with me. And tell people about your organization and how they can help you.
Well, thanks, Joe. We formed the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation in 2005, General McInerney and myself. So we've been around a long time, standing up for our country, for our Constitution, for the Bill of Rights, and we haven't backed down, Joe. And we're even stronger today. We have members throughout every state in America is a member of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. And so if you go to our website, standupamericaus.org, please join, donate, support us, do whatever you can, because we're doing great things, and we have a great following, and we're tracking everything that's going on right now, that threatens American citizens and our national security. We have a plan that we've given the government on taking down and neutralizing the cartels, for example, which have caused more deaths in America than all the deaths in the Middle East. And we have a plan to take down the cartels in 7 days. So there's a lot of things that we're doing to try to protect America and our citizens.
You know, General, I don't pretend to have all the answers to this. So I always joke with people. They think because we have a microphone in the show, we're brilliant. We're not brilliant. We're struggling through things like everybody else. I read articles and I bring on people like you that have a clue, that are in it, that have been working it. You know, when you talk about the Defense Department, the DOJ, whoever has control of this, why don't they have a plan to take down the cartel? Why don't they have a plan to really stop what's happening at the border, stop the drugs, stop the sex and child trafficking?
Right. Well, let me tell you what's happened in the last week. I had a great conversation with one of the mayors down in the Rio area, Don McLaughlin. It's right down there in the heart of it. And Don was going to have a meeting with Governor Abbott the next day, which is actually last Thursday. And so I gave him my plan to present to Governor Abbott that he could present to the right authorities to use U.S. government assets, special operation forces, predators, everything. Because we know where the cartels are located in the Sinaloa area. We know where they are. We have the location. We have got to take down the cartels. The Mexican government won't do it. And we've got to declare a 20-kilometer no-go zone south of the border. Anything coming into that zone is open target, especially if it's backed by the cartels, which it is. And we know the cartels are working with the Chinese Communist Party on drugs, fentanyl, and everything else coming into America. Now, Joe, reach over the north, and you see the Chinese influence, the cartel influence in Canada now. Canada now is besieged. It is in a bad condition right now under a communist leader named Justin Trudeau, who happens to be the bastard son of Fidel Castro. A lot of people don't know that.
No, it's funny. I've heard that a million times, and it, not that it never really sinks in, but you don't really think about it again until you know, it comes up in conversations like this. And look, they're trying to put something in place where they can fine you up to $40,000 and put you in jail for what they determine is hate speech on any one of your social media platforms that you're on. So that should set a shudder up the spine of every Canadian.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'm in contact with them every day, so I have a good feel what's going on in Canada.
In Mexico, let's talk a little bit about it. Is Mexico still working with us? Oh, when I say working with us, I know Joe Biden really doesn't want to work with them on curtailing the illegal immigration rush at the border. But do we still have a decent relationship with them? And, you know, what are they doing to curtail the cartel?
Well, we do. We have a relationship with various parts of the Mexican government. The problem is they're compromised at the higher level, just like our higher levels are compromised, if I may say that. So it's tough for them because they then become a target. Well, are you brave enough then to stand up for it?
I know.
So many assassinations down there. But we know parts of the Mexican military, the Mexican the Marines, as we call them, the Marines, and the Mexican Special Ops Forces are very well qualified, that we can work with them. So in cooperation with the Mexican government, we can take the cartels down in 7 days.
In your opinion, because I know there's no way to really know this, but is the Mexican military, do they want, you know, peace and security at the border? You know, because we're always told that the federales have been taken over by the cartel. They're just as corrupt as everybody else, and they don't really want the border secure.
No, I think they do, but the problem is the cartels are militarized now. They have more weapons, better weapons than the Mexican military have. They have, if you can picture a SEAL team member, that's what the cartel upper echelon of their security forces are. They're a militarized force. And I've been trying. I gave the plan to President Trump. They didn't do anything about it. I've given it to the Pentagon now, and it's been presented with Governor Abbott in Texas. So I have a solid plan to take down the cartels. But who's going to do it? Biden's not going to do it.
Oh, no.
They don't have courage enough to do it. And yet we see all these the happenings along the border. And, you know, we got to show a lot of pity for these Mexicans and Guatemalans and Venezuelans that are all coming up seeking asylum in the United States. And so there's a passion there for them. But on the other hand, it's got to be done in the right way. And the cartels are taking advantage of this. They have to wear wristbands to show that they've been supported by them, paid the cartels to come across, or else they'll be executed.
Wow.
I mean, it's just horrible what's going on
and you know,
at the border.
I joke that California has become North Venezuela, right? I mean, they failed down there, so now they're bringing it up here. We are having brownouts and power outages because we can't supply enough power across the grid.
Sure.
For the high use for, you know, for air conditioning, because we're having high heat right now. All those solar panels and wind farms aren't really panning out the way they thought. And then the same thing with the internet. I mean, we've got, you know, internet access that comes up and down. Food chain supplies a little short at times. And now they're talking about a second wave of this virus that they don't know. Here in California, anyway, they're talking about a second wave of mask mandates. And you're going to my, I'm thinking to myself,
God.
People are going to pop. There's no way. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Mary, you stand up again.
Yeah.
Stand up against this.
And
challenge it. I mean, gun sales are up. Ammo sales are up. Can't even get good ammo right
no,
now.
Can't.
They're all sold out.
You can't.
Because America wants to stand up. They're afraid of an overreach of the federal government and an overreach of adversaries like the Chinese Communist Party that are infiltrating America and Canada and Mexico. And the Chinese are very smart. They're very good at what they're doing.
Well, they've had years to perfect it. That's, you know, I keep telling people that. You know, for years we ignored them because, you know, they're, as Joey said, you know, we can eat their lunch, right? I mean, seriously. And nobody was,
sure.
was paying attention. You know, you hear what's going on in Russia and China and Iran and places like, I mean, I just got to ask you, what's the tension like there? Are we looking at war in the Middle East again? Are we looking at something sparking up there? Or where are your thoughts?
No, we're really not. And Russia's not a threat. That's just a false narrative. The problem is the domination goals of the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Republic, the Army of China.
Right.
They're making great gains. What they're doing in space is incredible. Being able to launch satellites loaded with nuclear missiles in the satellites that can be fired anywhere 24 hours a day on any target around the world. And the Russians are working on that, too. Of course, we are as well. So we're aware of that. But the major threat is really China right now, and also the Socialist Communist Party of the United States called the Democratic Party.
Yes.
That's our threat.
That one. Well, see, they all made fun of the Space Force, but Trump was well out in front of that, and nobody will give him credit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
General, I always appreciate your time with me, and I mean that sincerely. I appreciate what you do, continue to do for this country, not just your service for it, but what you continue to do today and stand up with Stand Up America. And we've got you listed up on our website. And, you know, God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and enjoy yourself. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Go Montana.
Take it easy, Joe. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about Chinese spies. Yeah, they're now defecting. They don't like what's going on, and they're coming forward. We're going to talk about them. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host.